Concours IENA, session 2013, épreuve orale d'anglais. Début du dialogue 1.
As soon as London was awarded the Olympic Games, the world's media questioned whether the facilities would be finished on time and within budget, and whether London would be able to host the Games safely. There were three important issues: time, money and safety. Now that the Games are over, how successful do you think London was on those three counts?
First, safety. Everyone was worried and there was a huge feeling of relief when the Olympics and Paralympics closed without any serious incidents. For timing, that was also a success. I think we learnt from the Olympic Games in 2004 that you have to start as early as possible, otherwise you're taking a big risk of incurring significant additional costs.
You're thinking of Athens, where the cost of the Games doubled because years of preparation time were wasted and enormous amounts of overtime had to be paid in the final push.
Yes, exactly. For the London Olympic Games, the facilities were ready well in advance.
But how successful was London 2012 in terms of finance? It's been reported that the London Olympics became the costliest Games ever. One report blames cost overruns on politics.
The financial aspect of the Games was an important issue for London and the British in general, who have to bear the costs and live with the consequences. The politicians presented a budget that was rather on the low side. Initially, they forecast £2.6 billion.
But the Olympics eventually cost close to £9 billion, more than three times as much as the government's initial estimate. And the Institute for Government think tank has said on this issue of cost that the British government took on an international obligation with insufficient understanding of what it would cost the taxpayer. So was it financial recklessness? Many economists argue that much of the money that's been spent on hosting the Games could have been invested in useful infrastructure projects that would have had a more lasting value for London.
The chairman of the International Olympic Committee admitted that it's very hard to find the balance in terms of providing all the things needed to host the Games, while at the same time avoiding unnecessary costs. Industrial decline since the Second World War means that East London has suffered from a lack of physical, social and economic development, and East London is where most of the Olympic venues were built.
Has London benefited in terms of infrastructure?
The question of infrastructure was one of the toughest facing London. London really learned from other cities' experience and used existing buildings and developed transport facilities that were already needed.
So do you think it was worthwhile for London to host the Games?
Even now we can see major differences in the East End of London. The Olympic Park, renamed the Queen Elizabeth Park, is opening this year. This park is a wonderful green space, including cycle routes, in an area that was just wasteland before the Games. The Olympic Village that accommodated the athletes is being turned into flats, which will be sold or rented, and some flats will have regulated rents, much needed by local people.
But is a cost of nearly £9 billion justified if it only improves one area?
The East End really needed improvement, but it's too early to tell whether the goals will be attained. Some studies have portrayed a parallel Olympic universe being built next to, rather than integrated with, the poorer sections of East London. But even if many East Londoners didn't have the chance to visit the Games as spectators, they did have the chance to work there, or be volunteers during the Games, and to participate in many local projects.
So, to sum up, what's the overall legacy?
We'll need to look at the legacy in the long term, in at least 10 years' time. But for now, I believe we can say that London 2012 was among the most successful Olympic and Paralympic Games ever. And it wasn't just a spectacular summer of sport. It was also a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reshape the Stratford area of the UK capital's East End.
Fin du dialogue 1.